Yo tenía 7 años cuando yo vi al Apolo aterrizar en la luna y para mí eso fue, yo quiero ser parte de esa aventura, yo quiero ir a la luna. Eso fue lo que yo le dije a mami, yo quiero la luna un día, ¿verdad?
I marvel at my own journey and how I came to help probe the mysteries of outer space.
Now, Sandra Kaufman works for NASA as deputy director of its Earth Science Division. She's among a handful of Hispanic women leaders at the space agency, where she has served for a quarter century. And while she's proud of her teamwork on the Hubble Space Telescope and a Mars orbiting satellite, she's also committed to another mission, encouraging young people, especially girls, to pursue careers in science and technology.
What I have been trying to do for a long time now is to plant those seeds in those little girls that just because you're a girl doesn't mean that you cannot be a scientist or an engineer. And just because your parents didn't go to school doesn't mean that you cannot go to school.
The young Sandra grew up in poverty, but she got a wealth of encouragement from her mother that helped her overcome the sexism she faced as a female engineering student. And when she moved with her family from Costa Rica to the eastern U.S. state of Virginia, she got the training she needed to begin her career at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center near Washington.
Working at NASA has enabled me to design and test hardware, work side by side with talented scientists, and design new missions for space exploration. I work with so many amazing people who think of things nobody has ever done before, and they inspire me so much every day.
She too is a source of inspiration. In March, she was among 3 women that her native country honored with postage stamps. She'd like to see more females succeeding in science and engineering.
We need the diversity. We think differently. We look at things differently, and we also need role models.
Kaufman plans to set up a foundation to help young people surmount any barriers.
Life is never easy, but the circumstances of your birth should not dictate the kind of person that you can become. You have control of your destiny. So set lofty goals with intermediate goals along the way.
Recently, the NASA engineer reached another milestone. Along with getting her face on a postage stamp, she got the stamp of approval from the Costa Rican Electrical Engineering Society. It once refused to admit women. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, Voice of America, Washington.